Welcome. Today we're discussing a fiery review of the ArcWalk outdoor propane burner.
Ooh, sounds hot. Is this a replacement for a beloved now broken stir-fry burner?
Exactly. Our reviewer's trusty stir-fry burner met an untimely end, so they're testing this ArcWalk burner, purchased by their dad, as a quick replacement. It's cast iron, weather-resistant supposedly, though best kept out of the rain.
Smart. Cast iron and rain don't mix? Does it come with a stand?
Nope. Not this one, unfortunately. Floor-based, perfect for deep-frying a turkey or a clam bake, anything heavy.
Ground-level cooking, interesting. What about using it on a regular outdoor table?
They tested it on a foldable aluminum camping table. It held up fine, thankfully. It comes with a heavy-duty 20 PSI propane tank hose, not your average Blackstone 10 PSI. This thing means business.
80,000 BTU. That's serious heat. Compared to a household stove's 20,000. Still, half the power of the original 120,000 BTU stir-fry burner.
A noticeable difference, yes, but this one has handy air valves underneath to control the flame. Perfect for a 10-inch wok, with a helpful lip to keep it from sliding. A towel underneath adds extra security.
Fried rice time, the ultimate wok test, and a great way to use up leftovers, right?
Exactly. Carrots, peas, onions, garlic, spam, old rice, ghee, plus soy sauce, fish sauce, and white pepper. They blanch the veggies first in the wok, perfect tenderness with a little bite.
Mastering the flame, love that. So how did the ArcWalk perform for the actual stir-frying?
Beautifully. High heat, lots of movement to prevent burning. The reviewer controlled the heat, using the wok's lip as a guide, then added the rice, getting it nice and toasty.
That toasty flavor is essential for good fried rice and hard to achieve on a regular stovetop. Finishing touches?
Spam, soy sauce, fish sauce, white pepper, a secret weapon, and a squeeze of lime. Chef's kiss delicious, definitely a thumbs up for the ArcWalk.
But it wasn't a perfect replacement?
Well, the missing stand is a bummer, and it lacks the sheer power of the original stir-fry burner. But overall, it delivers the goods, makes great fried rice and happy people. And that's what matters.
Sounds like a winning endorsement. Any final thoughts?
A great option for outdoor cooking enthusiasts. Check the link in the description if you're interested. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.